you for tuning in to the Tuesday afternoon movie matinee. Today, an army of dead reanimated fetuses are on a quest with two goals: find a decent pair of tits to suck on and world domination in the 1973 cult sci-fi classic, Stillborn Uprising. Hey, freaks, it's Tuesday, March 26, 2024. Coming up on the program today, what do trans brain tumors in MKUltra Britney Spears have in common? Plus, finding an Airbnb with sex slings and masturbation buddies has never been easier. And how an ingrown pubic hair nearly killed a man. All coming up today. Distorted View Daily proudly presents great moments in stinky sneaker fetish videos.
Oh, man. Yeah, my feet are usually really clean, but right now, my socks are all wet with sweat, and they kind of stink. Yeah. Oh, it feels good, man. That feels good. Oh, my God, my socks are soaked. They're soaked. Here, smell. You want to smell them? Smell these Converse tennis shoes, dude. They kind of stink, man. Yeah, they stink. I love these old shoes, though. Old, dirty, beat-up Converse All-Stars. Gotta stretch my feet out, get this other shoe off. Oh, that feels good. Ah, yeah. Oh, man, stretch my toes. They're soaking wet, dude. My socks are soaking wet. Had these shoes on for, what, 11? Almost 11 hours, dude. Almost 11 hours, man. Here. Stretch them out a little bit and let you smell them. You like smelling sweaty toes? Here. Sniff these socks, boy. They kind of stink.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
And I love the aftertaste of semen in my mouth.
Is Miss Vagina thinking about Mr. Penis?
It's just a fun thing.
I've injected my knee with my feces, 120 cc's under my kneecap, just liquefied, pumping in.
Yes, everybody, Tim Henson back here with you for the Tuesday episode of DV. Have a fantastic one for you. You know, we talk a lot about fake mental disorders on the show, mainly from teenagers looking for attention and wanting to be part of a goofy-ass group. So they adopt multiple personalities. And it's honestly like a contest at this point. Who can accumulate the most insane amount of alters? Style points are awarded if your other personalities aren't even human-based. We have seen spoons and inert gases represented as personalities. To be fair, though, Argon is a hell of a conversationalist. Love that guy. Anyway, one of my favorite aspects of this need to have a special disability, disorder, or identity is the importance these people really put on having a flag. They want a flag of their own, a special flag. And I mean, I hate to throw my own people under the bus, but this is all the fault of the LGBTQ community. They kick things off with that rainbow flag, and now everyone wants one of their own. I do like that gays kind of fucked everyone over by including every color in their flag. God, gays are just so extra. We want it all for us. And now, like, all these other minorities or whatever, they want to build their own flag, and it's like, all the good colors are taken. Now you gotta use, like, gradients and shit. You can't use red, so, like, you know, you gotta use, like, hot pink, light pink, right? Pastels. Ah, the gays. You want to talk about greedy, though? Trans people are the real problem. They're represented in the gay flag, but then they were like, we want a flag of our own, right? Because they want to feel even more special. So they got their flag with all the, like, the, you know, pinks and blues and shit. Anyway, getting back on track, these people with fake disorders or identities all have special flags for themselves. I ran across some more here, including the Trans Severity Self-Harm Flag. Just because the prefix trans is in there, this actually has nothing to do with trans people. In this case, it's referring to the severity of self-harm you place on yourself. Apparently, this flag is for people who believe their self-harm should be more or less severe than it currently is. So they cut themselves a little bit, but they feel like they really deserve to hurt more, or the opposite is true. Now, listen. These flags are all, like, posted on Tumblr, which is, like, of course, the most autistic website slash app ever. And they're designed really by one, maybe two people. So this isn't, like, a widely adopted flag. This is just someone who wants to have a flag. That makes this entire thing even dumber, right? The next flag features all sorts of purples and blues, and it's called the Transvisit Disability. Okay. A trans-abled ID where you feel you are meant to have a visible disability, or your disability is meant to be visible. So this would be like you or I feeling like we're meant to be crippled. I really deserve to be in a wheelchair. I mean, that's a visible disability. One would think the only reason you'd be transvisit disabled is because you want sympathy, right? I want people to see that I'm a mangled mess and for them to take pity on me. Another flag I guarantee you've never seen is the xenomalady flag. Xenomalities are diseases or mental illnesses that are not possible for now. You've diagnosed yourself with something that doesn't exist. Yeah, you are not able to acquire these diseases in the real world. These are fictive diseases slash mental illnesses. I've done that here on the show. You know, like when I say I need a day off, so I play a best of show, but I record an intro where I'm like, oh, freaks, I'm so sorry. I wanted to record a brand new episode of DV for you, but I came down with a killer case of meningococcus syphilgynotriloris meningitis again. I gotta get my house tested for mold or something. It keeps coming back. Anyways, I'll be back in a few days. Bye! You know how I am with that bullshit. Actually, they give an example here of a xenomalady, something called Hanahaki disease. It's a fictional disease in which the victim coughs up flower petals when they suffer from one-sided love. You know, I think, like, that happens a lot in anime. It ends when the beloved returns their feelings. Romantic love only. Strong friendship is not enough. Or when the victim dies. It can be cured through surgical removal, but when the infection is removed, the victim's romantic feelings for their love also disappears. Good fucking grief. Why hasn't the government banned TikTok yet? That's where this nonsense proliferates. I strongly believe this is how China is infiltrating the United States. They're behind all of this. They're making Gen Y believe they can have all sorts of fake disabilities. And when the time comes for war, none of them will be able to be drafted because they're going to claim they're fucking butterflies or say the majority of their DID system are pacifists or communists or something. I don't know. This is how superpowers collapse. We all need to be on high alert. By the way, also found on mental illness slash fake disorder TikTok are people trying to diagnose what the fuck is going on with Britney Spears. I don't know if you've seen her videos on TikTok, but she's not a well person. But the one thing more unhinged than Britney Spears, the people trying to diagnose her. Take a listen.
It's like she's in an altered, she's her baby altered.
That I can go along with. She does kind of act like a baby.
And her mom knows. You should see, watch the mom's face. She knows that that's a different person. And then she says, oh, when she was in boarding school, you mean the MK Ultra programming school that she was put in a hole and abused in?
You're starting to lose me here. Britney Spears was part of the MK Ultra program. Okay.
Is that the one where they came and took her in the middle of the night? That one? Or was there another one that I'm forgetting?
The same person is talking about Paris Hilton's child altar.
Very much reminiscent of a child altar. The way she talks, very childlike. She's just having a little bit of fun. Like, oh, you're so me. She even calls her husband dad at one point, and then they switch it and be like, oh, daddy, like make it kind of sexual. Okay, come back to me and let's discuss. It seems like an alter to me.
As someone pointed out in the comments, Paris Hilton has come out and actually said that that whole baby voice thing is just an act. It was a persona. I don't know if there's any truth to that. To me, what it seems is like Paris is a bit older now and is embarrassed with how she acted in her 20s. So she's like concocting this story like, oh, yeah, it's a persona I came up with. In reality, you know, she's just a spoiled bitch. And that's kind of how like teenage and 20-year-old pampered girls act, right? Maybe she's trying to distance herself from that. But whatever. The point is, it's not a multiple personality situation. Let's get back to Britney here.
Oh, my. Did you just see the latest Britney Spears Instagram? So one of my working theories.
Oh, I can only imagine the amount of work that went into this theory. The sleepless nights, thumbing through psychology books, going to the library, Zoom calls with researchers and professors. All right, tell us this brilliant theory you've got.
Britney Spears' Instagram. So one of my working theories, if she's still alive, if this is truly Britney, the voice that we're hearing is one of her alters.
Today I learned every single female celebrity probably has dissociative identity disorder.
It's a child alter. And that's what happens when you have childhood trauma, NDID, and all of that situation.
I could almost buy that Britney Spears has been so traumatized, you know, she's kind of like in a child-like state. But then this woman goes and has to cock everything up by saying shit like, if she's even still alive. This is probably a Britney Spears body double. And she's a product of the MK Ultra program by the CIA. Everyone knows that. Maybe Britney Spears is just suffering from trans brain tumor. That, of course, is the desire to have a brain tumor or multiple brain tumors and acting like you have them. It's another one of those flags I found. It's purple and green and aqua and gray. I'm sorry. I'm seeing a bunch of these that I ran across here, like chronic coldness syndrome. These people just really, really want an affliction. Chronic coldness syndrome is a syndrome characterized by feeling coldness, even if the environment is hot. Every old person suffers from this, you see. It's called poor circulation, and there's no flag for that. You can really just put trans in front of anything, I'm learning. Like, there's a flag for trans rheumatoid arthritis. This is for people who want to feel like they have arthritis, I guess. Description, like, again, this is by like one person. This is not a trend, hopefully there's not like a bunch of 17-year-old girls out there pretending they're arthritic. Yes, it's a trans-abled identity where one feels they should have rheumatoid arthritis. It's funny, I have yet to come across trans HIV, which you'd think would be one of the big ones. You know, that's a flashy disease. I can see people clinging on to that, right? As for an identity. Anyway, there you go. That's enough mental disorders for your Tuesday. Let's move on to Dick. I drank so much last night that my fuck plow puked cock chowder into a fat whore's shit tunnel and pissed on her cunt while she farted it out. Penises really are amazing. I can see why a lot of guys worship the thing. I'm not talking about, like, liking their penis and masturbating their penis and you're playing with their dick. I'm talking about full-on cock worship. If you're one of those gentlemen who bow down to the holy rod, I hope to God you already know about the official social network for cock lovers, worshippers, bait buddies, and dong dudes. It's called Bait World, and it is very, very gay. I mean, it's also for straight guys, but damn, there's just a lot of dick in your face when you log onto that site, you know? It is like a social network in that there's a feed and you see what everyone's posting, and 9 times out of 10, it's a close-up of their cock. So you kind of have to be okay with that. In addition, there's, of course, videos you can watch, message board, something called Airbnb. That's very good. Airbnb. Stay at the home of a fellow baiter. Genius. Hold on, I have to investigate further. You click on Airbnb and you're presented with a list of countries that have available rooms. Argentina, Austria, Egypt, France, right? The most, of course, are in the United States. Let's just check that out first. Oh, you're just presented with a huge list of available rooms. Here's one in Albuquerque, New Mexico. A lot of people clamoring to visit Albuquerque. For weekend couch surfing baiters. Simply offering a place and a couch for other nudists and baiters staying in town for a weekend. Kitchen, laundry, shower, bathroom, all available for use. When contacting me, please include the date you're looking to stay. I like this next one for Anderson, Indiana, which is not a particularly large town. It says here, let's face it, you're not coming to town to visit the gay hotspots. If you are in town visiting family, this may be the right location for you. I've got plenty of gay porn on my personal media server for you to enjoy. Now, these are the kind of amenities you don't typically see when visiting Airbnb, you know, so this is nice. Caters to a very specific demographic. The Gooner Baiter. A lot of these listings do offer sex as well. Again, awesome perk. Bayonne, New Jersey. You can be fully dressed or completely naked. We can have any type of fun you want. Near the Newark Airport. Close to NYC. Like, it doesn't get any better than that. A post in Boston, Massachusetts. I like this one. He says he's living in a cool two-bedroom spot walkable to downtown Boston. It's a free accommodation. You can stay with this dude for free. You can't beat that, right? Speaking of beating, catch me in the act as I usually masturbate before I go to sleep. What a fun game to play. Hide and go bait. God, if you are a gooner listening to this podcast, I have potentially just saved you money on your travels. Check this one out. Visiting Bristol, Tennessee? This guy can provide lube and fleshlights. Wonder if he like lays them out for you on display like a buffet. Help yourself. You know how expensive New York is, right? You can stay in Brooklyn. He says you're welcome to stay up to 2 to 3 nights. Just bring your porn and let's have some long bait sessions. Here's someone trying to trick you into visiting Duluth, Minnesota. Big baiter here. Come stay in our house. Basement is a great bait den. I've got a TV, sling, bed. Again, these are things you just don't see on Airbnb. So again, you can check that out over there at baitworld.com. The other section I wanted to share with you is kind of like a health and wellness online spa for baiters called Cock Meditations by Dr. Jalen Ricks. His username is Hand to Rod, by the way. These are a series of video meditations that you can practice along with. There's a morning wood meditation, dick adoration, nature cock visualization, and cocks connected. Those are the titles of the meditations. Let's just pick dick adoration.
Take your dick in your hand and just for the next few minutes, just the next few minutes, bestow on it the attention and adoration that it deserves.
What if your cock has been a bad boy and it doesn't deserve love? It deserves scorn for betraying you. I'd like a video where guys just look down at their penis and yell at it, shake their head in disgust. You worthless piece of shit. You shriveled, shrinky dink. You're a disappointing little cocklet is what you are. I wish you weren't attached to me. I wish I had a real penis.
With your fingers, note the texture of your skin.
It's gummy, but it also feels like parchment paper. Like burnt parchment paper.
Take your scrotum and testicles in your hand and appreciate how much they feel completely you.
I'm sorry, Dr. Ricks, was it? I'm going to need to see your credentials. I don't think you're a real physician.
These are your set of balls, bro, and they deserve your comfort and protection.
I'm like a hen protecting her baby eggs. Later on in the meditation, he encourages us to tap on our taint.
That tapping vibrates your man rod as well, and it might make it swell, which allows both your hands to explore its cylindrical shape.
Wait a second, these things are supposed to be cylindrical? My cock is more like an isosceles triangle. What the hell is wrong with me?
Your urethra may shed a drop of pure gratitude for what eventually may come.
I think you get the idea. If you want to check out some more cock meditations, visit baitworld.com. Hashtag not a sponsor. I'm merely a fan. You know who else I'm a huge fan of? Mead Skelton. Yes, he's back with another video. He's very angry. This is a protest video. Our favorite little snowflake has been triggered. Who has touched Mead in his no-no spot today? Planet Fitness. Fans of Mead or longtime listeners of the show know that Mead is trying to lose weight, and he goes to Planet Fitness once in a while. Not anymore, though.
Folks, I have canceled my Planet Fitness membership. I decided I don't want to give money to a place that allows men in the women's rooms.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, there's that story that came out of Alaska where there was a man. I don't even know if it was supposed to be a trans person, but it was like a man shaving in the women's restroom. A woman did not like that. And brought it up with the staff.
And he was a real man. He wasn't even trying. He wasn't even trying to be transgender. You know, at least Dylan Mulvaney put some effort into it. Although Dylan Mulvaney still looks like a man. But at least he tries. But this was a man shaving in the women's changing room. And this lady, very attractive for her age, I might add, said, "Oh, you're a man. You shouldn't be in here. This happened in Alaska." So, what did Planet Fitness do? They canceled her. They canceled her membership and stood with the transgender.
Well, for the sake of accuracy, the reason why this woman was banned from Planet Fitness is because she was taking photos of this guy in the restroom, in the changing room, which is against policy. You can't be snapping photos of the people changing. It's actually ironic because you'd think that would be the behavior of the guy in the women's changing room. He would be taking pictures of the ladies. No, it was the lady taking a picture of a man. But okay, I get it.
I can't go to Planet Fitness anymore. And at first I debated, like, what am I going to do? I don't need it, folks, because, well, first of all, there's a gym. So I'm kind of built like Arnold Schwarzenegger anyway.
I am speechless. You know, Mead thinks trans people are delusional for going into the wrong restroom, but this guy thinks he's built like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, maybe in an abstract way, as in, like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger is shaped like a human being. So is Mead.
So there's a gym for serious lifters like me a little bit further out, and they have no contract, no membership fees. Well, they do have a monthly fee. But, you know, it's a lot better than it's for serious weight lifters. Planet Fitness is for sissies anyway. So
it has never been more clear to me that you belong at Planet Fitness, even disregard. Regarding the sissy remark, Mead is not a serious lifter. I would love to see how those regular gym goers look and respond to Mead when he shows up in his Richard Simmons shorts, lifting his 45-pound weights or whatever. Now, just to interject some reality to Mead's little fantasy here, the truth of the matter is that, you know, Mead does not have a car anymore. His Kia Soul blew up because he would refuse to get oil changes or whatever. So he can't go anywhere. You might as well cancel your Planet Fitness membership. And even though he says he's going to go to this serious weightlifters gym, the real reason for the video is to show off his basement where he's building a home gym.
I no longer have a Planet Fitness membership, but I do have a semi-home gym. I'm going to show you all some of the equipment I got.
It's like a bench and a couple weights. That's what he has. He'll use that shit twice and then forget about it. And
I got this this right here. This is called a barbell.
Again, Mead is no sissy. He is a serious weightlifter.
I got my first barbell today.
I have a mat and also have a curling thingy.
Serious weightlifter.
Who needs Planet Fitness? I've got plenty right here. I also have a jump rope, which I plan to do jump roping.
Well, it's not a real jump rope. It's a skip it. Same idea, though. You hop on one leg. It's a good cardio workout. Over here, you'll see my collection of gym chalk. I can chalk on the basement floor and make some hopscotch squares. Yeah. You see, folks, this is for serious workouts, not the sissy stuff at Planet Fitness. I think I'm going to ask my daddy if I could borrow his American Express card and buy a swing set. You know, the nice ones with the jungle gym attached to it and maybe a little sandbox. Yeah, get some real workouts in there.
So if you have not quit Planet Fitness, what are you waiting for? Quit Planet Fitness. Planet Sickness is more like it.
He did not just go there.
Good one, Mead.
It's not for serious lifters like me.
Wow, he is really funny today. The Planet Sickness thing, calling himself a serious weightlifter. He's a fucking riot.
And I will be going to another place in Richmond that you can just do it by the day for $10 a day.
It's a steal. I mean, let's look at the financials here. You pay $10 a month for Planet Fitness. You can go every single day, multiple times a day if you want to. Use the gym all you want for $10 a month. Or go to the serious gym that costs $10 a day. And for someone who only has a part-time job at Chick-fil-A and no transportation, well, this is a no-brainer. Go for the gym that costs $300 a month.
Woke fitness, woke gyms have no place in society. You know, we don't want this. And I know it's like we're losing the culture war, folks. We can take it back a little bit. I mean,
look, he's standing up for what he believes in. So, you know, he put his money where his mouth is.
Now, folks, I have nothing against the transgenders. I just think that they should have their own gym. So let all the weirdos go to transgender gym and leave the normal people like me.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with trans people. They're just gross, icky weirdos who shouldn't be allowed to mingle in public.
You know, if we keep allowing this to happen, you know, everything's going to go down the tubes, and it's just sad.
Mead Skelton for Congress. Can we convince him to run for, like, House of Representatives or something? I would love to see Mead stage a campaign. All right, well, there you go. Mead's upset with Planet Sickness. Hey, checking in with the Discord, Basic Bitch found us a new beatboxer. This on the heels of our recent amazing scat find. There she goes. Butter, butter, butter. By the way, that's pretty much all she has in the way of scatting. Halfway through the video, let me just fast forward. But it's a lot of butters and butters. That's going to be pretty hard to top. Let's take a listen, though, to Basic Bitch's beatboxing find.
Let my people go, go. Let my people go. Press it right, press it left. Let my people go.
Here we go. All right, I'm feeling it. You know, I can't help it. I'm sorry. I've always got the ear of a sound engineer. I think we could really turn this into something great. Let me just play around with this here. Keep going, sir. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's exactly what this song needed.
These are the words coming out of my mouth.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just invented a new genre of music. Scat boxing. You're welcome. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Hey, if you enjoy these free episodes, why not sign up for the Sideshow? Become a true and honorable freak today. When you do, you will unlock the Distorted View Daily Podcast. Oh, yeah. Tim Henson, 5 times a week. It's almost too much. Yes, of course, I do a show here Tuesdays and Thursdays, but Sideshow Freaks also get Monday, Wednesday, and Friday episodes, all for the low, low price of only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. You can sign up through the website over there at superfreaksideshow.com. You'll get a personal RSS feed that works with most podcasting apps. Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Podcast Addict, a lot of the big ones. As long as it supports password-protected feeds and you can enter your username and password, you should be good to go. Now, if you use Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you can also sign up right inside those apps. Just a few taps on your mobile phone and you'll get all the Sideshow exclusive episodes appearing right alongside the free episodes in your feed. So that's an even easier way if that's how you get your podcast. Again, Spotify and Apple Podcasts. For more information, check out superfreaksideshow.com. Another way to support the show is through our Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. You can pledge as little as a dollar over there. Every little bit helps. If you pledge at least $5, you'll get access to a special voicemail line where I will play your calls first. And I bet we have some patrons checking in today. But before we get into that, it's time for the news.
I'm so enthused about the news.
Guys, I'm very enthused about the news today, but not enthused enough to sing the song or play it all the way through. How many times do you have to sit through that, right? All right, three very quick stories now. First up, you know, I really got a kick when the media started reporting on virtual rape. Something that is not possible. It's not a thing. And when someone says they've been virtually raped, I laugh at them. For those of you that don't know, virtual rape is like when you're in VR chat or something, or maybe you're just playing like Grand Theft Auto online and another player starts, bumping their character up against yours and they just won't leave you alone. I'm sure there's like a voice chat aspect to it where he's like, yeah, I'm sticking my dick in your twat, you whore. Or, you know, whatever virtual rapists might say. But the thing is, unlike real rape, where women can't escape, in just about every virtual world and video game, there's a way to block someone or mute them or just turn off the fucking console. Problem solved. Rape over. It's as easy as that. Well, we've got a new cyber crime to report on today. It's called virtual flashing or cyber flashing. A man has become the first person in England and Wales to be jailed for a cyber flashing offense. Nicholas Hawks, 39, will serve a sentence of 66 weeks after he targeted a woman and a teenage girl with pictures of an exposed penis. Okay, well, this is more like a real crime. The 39-year-old from Essex pleaded guilty to two counts of sending a photograph or film of genitals to cause alarm, distress, or humiliation. You can't send unwanted dick pics repeatedly. You know, if it was just one, you might be able to convince someone you sent it to him by accident. But this was a targeted cyber cock bombing. Why can't shit like that happen to me? Someone who could actually appreciate getting wieners sent to him. I mean, honestly, it would help me out more than anything. Cut my, like, porn searching and viewing time at least in half, right? The guy would be, like, doing most of the job for me. I just sit back and receive the cock. I'm a cyber bottom. I'm sorry. The Crown Prosecution Service introduced new powers to prosecute crimes, including cyber flashing, sharing deepfake nude images, and downblousing. I don't know what that is, but I want to. What the hell is downblousing? Like taking pictures of someone's blouse? Like down their cleavage or something? I don't know. In October last year, the Online Safety Act was passed into law, making it a criminal offense to send unsolicited images of cock and balls. Or, you know, if a woman sent her vulva or whatever they have down there. Now that would be annoying to me. Keep that shit to yourself. The cases are reviewed by prosecutors based on their impact on the victim, whether they are alarmed, distressed, or humiliated. Crown Prosecution Service's very own Siobhan Blake said, "Women and girls should be able to go about their lives and daily commutes without being subjected to and bombarded with unwanted sexual images. Our prosecutors are ready and committed to tackling this unacceptable..."
We get it. You're providing a valuable service. Whatever.
Cyber flashing is a crime that often takes place on public transport. In 2020, data revealed that reports of cyber like airdropping dick pics? That is pretty cool. Yeah. The term refers to a form of sexual harassment where someone sends unsolicited sexual or nude images on social media or through tools such as Bluetooth or AirDrop. 48% of women age 18 to 24 say they've received a sexual photo without consent. Sorry. I wonder if I could be charged with that crime. You know, I was just telling you guys, maybe it was on a Sideshow exclusive episode, that somewhere deep in the DV archives, I don't know... why I did this, but one time I made the podcast artwork, a picture of me standing up in my underwear and you can clearly see the outline of my cockhead. It's out there. It's in the archives. Like I told the Sideshow Freaks, I am not telling you what date that was on, what episode. I will say that it was before I met Lord Douche. And before, like, podcast artwork was, like, a common thing, or chapter artwork or whatever. Again, don't know why I did it. I guess for the lulls, and I don't think I realized my cockhead was really pressing up against the fabric like it was. So juicy. Anyway, for those of you who listen back to the archives, one day you might just be in your car, and that album artwork pops up, and go ahead and charge me with cyberbullying or whatever, cyberflashing. I'm a real menace to society. According to one study, 76% of girls aged between 12 and 18 have had unwanted nudes of boys and men sent to them. So that's what it takes to get some dick pics. The good news for me, though, is one of the alters in my DID system is a 12-year-old girl who is extremely naive.
I hope no one takes advantage of me. My airdrop is set to public and my DMs are open. Let's get wild. My name is Ginger. It's a family name. It's short for gingivitis.
I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Second story we have for you today. Cracking myself up over here. Pack your bags, freaks, because we're going to Texas.
We're going to Texas.
Steve Spinell, a Texas father in his late 30s who astonishingly overcame a severe medical crisis, defying the mere 4% chance of survival given by doctors. What the hell happened? Well, it all started with an ingrown pubic hair. Guys, this is why I refuse to shave my nutsack. I'm natural, baby. It doesn't look great. But you know what? I wasn't on life support because I manscaped. Yes, the ordeal all began when Spinell attempted to remove an ingrown hair in his pubic area, leading to a cascade of health complications. His sister Michelle has been documenting his harrowing journey on TikTok. What a clout-chasing bitch.
This has got all the makings of a viral video. Weird medical shit. Pubic talk. I'm totally going to end up with a brand deal for some designer tweezer or Nair-like product.
Yeah, his sister Michelle has been documenting the journey on TikTok since he was admitted to the hospital in late 2022. Initially, doctors were puzzled by his internal bleeding. Jesus Christ, how ingrown was that hair? Like, took root, worked its way into, like, his spleen or something. His condition rapidly deteriorated, leading to life support. Holy shit, I was just joking about the life support thing. As he suffered from a rare bacteria that caused sepsis, which is, of course, a life-threatening response to infection that can damage organs. In addition to sepsis, Spinell also developed influenza A, double pneumonia in both lungs, and acute respiratory distress syndrome. He was placed in a medically induced coma for 3 weeks. Thankfully, despite the grim prognosis, including being told that he had no brain activity, that's like one of the worst pieces of news you could receive regarding a patient, right? Like, no brain activity is right up there with heart stopped. Did the doctor just, like, forget to turn on the machine? Like, why would it say he has no brain activity, but now he's fine? Can your brain just switch off and switch on like that? All right, despite the grim prognosis, including being told he had no brain activity and wouldn't survive, Spinell underwent open-heart surgery, spent 2 weeks in a rotating bed to improve his breathing. Oh, I want one of those. That kind of sounds luxurious, doesn't it? He had fluids continuously drained from his lungs as well. That does not sound as glamorous. Miraculously, he survived and was making progress in regaining his ability to walk by the end of 2023. A GoFundMe page set up for his care has raised over $8,000. Michelle expressed her unwavering hope and faith throughout the ordeal, celebrating her brother's remarkable recovery in a recent TikTok post. She said, "We never lost hope or faith, and thank God we didn't, because look at him now." A rare, heartwarming story on DV. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from the UK. Simon Lawrence, a 55-year-old handyman, was acquitted of criminal damage after masturbating over a tenant's underwear.
I drink semen.
Okay, well, Pastor Manning, that's neither here nor there. this semen was blown into some underwear. It was absorbed. You're not going to get any semen out of that. You'll just have to get your semen from the Starbucks lattes you're ordering. All right. Lawrence had been hired to repair a washing machine at Joanna Hatton's cottage where she lived with her partner, Thomas Jones. Unbeknownst to him, the couple had installed a motion sensor camera in their bedroom to monitor their cat. They had suspicions that their cat was jerking off onto her underwear. Turns out it was just the handyman. On December 19th, 2022, while the couple was traveling, Hatton received an alert on her phone and witnessed Lawrence pleasuring himself with her underwear. So he didn't just like blow his load onto the underwear. He maybe wrapped the underwear around the shaft of his dick while he jerked off. Maybe he sniffed the underwear. He was utilizing the underwear while masturbating. In a court statement, Hatton expressed feeling violated and subsequently disposed of all of her underwear. Time for a new wardrobe. She actually moved out of the house completely. Lawrence was initially arrested for burglary, but wasn't charged as he had been given a key by the landlady. He claimed he entered the bedroom to check the soffits and became aroused upon seeing Hatton's knickers. He insisted he believed he was in private and was unaware of the camera. That's your defense? I didn't know I'd be recorded. I wouldn't have done it if I knew. The incident, captured on video, was circulated among local parents, affecting Lawrence's reputation and work in the area. Yeah, poor him, I guess. He apologized for his actions in court. Despite no physical damage to the garments, I would argue that spooging on someone else's underwear without their knowledge or consent, I mean, that it leaves physical, I don't know, droppings? I don't know what the word is here. Yes, it can be cleaned, but there is technically damage to it. And let's not discount the emotional damage. I can understand someone like a woman not being able to get past that. Every time she put on her underwear, she's going to be thinking, oh, that those are the underwear that the handyman jerked off onto. Maybe she should feel flattered by it, though. She has great taste in underwear. She knows how to pick out knickers. They obviously weren't granny panties. Lawrence was charged with criminal damage based on the broader definition of interfering with the employment of property. However, the defense argued that the act was private and not foreseeable as criminal. District Judge Tessa Sasgun ruled that the prosecution failed to prove intention or recklessness on Lawrence's part, leading to his ultimate acquittal. I guess you could say he got off with the crime. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, many ways to contact me. Our voicemail line for you is 206-666-4463. Very important. Write that number down. Although, if you are a patron and you pledge at least $5, you guys get a special voicemail line where I will play your calls first. And yes, we do have some patrons. I did want to take this opportunity real quick to say a special thanks to Melangetic. I mentioned them on the Sideshow exclusive program. This was the very kind freak who sent me a bunch of their socks. That came out wrong. It's not like I'm a sniff freak. Send me your dirty socks. Melangetic designs really cool socks. They have an Etsy shop. I say they because I think it's a girl, but I'm not 100% sure. Anyway, you've seen Melangetic socks in my P.O. Box videos that I've been doing, if you've watched those. I'll put a link on the show notes today to Melangetic's Etsy shop so you can purchase some for yourself. Support a freak, a fellow freak, a fellow creative freak. I have worn these socks. I actually wore them not too long ago when I went to get my hair cut. And the girl, the hairdresser, what are they called now? Salons, the stylist flipped out. She loved it. I was wearing the blue and green owl sock because it matched my blue and green flannel button down shirt I was wearing when I got my hair cut. Oh, I was looking so put together. I like the idea of matching socks to clothing. Never done that before. Anyway, thank you very much, Melangetic. And again, check out the show notes today, and you can buy yourself a pair.
Hey, Tim, it's Dobaday. You were just talking a second ago about how you magically had a bunch of Venmo money in your Venmo.
Yeah.
That all came from me, because I give you, like, Christmas presents and Hanukkah presents and birthday presents.
Look at that! Look, I'm looking at my transactions. You're absolutely right. I assumed, you know, there was a while when I was like exchanging money back and forth with some of Lord Douche's like co-workers. Like, you know, his co-worker was buying some games from me, or I, and then I was, and then he found like a, back when Tears of the Kingdom came out, that Zelda game, he found like the special edition, and I like paid him. So we were like exchanging money back and forth, and I assumed I just had money in my account from all of that. But it turns out it was Davide sending me a very generous Christmas present. Yeah, I talked about how I found this money. And of course, rather than like put it in my bank account, save it, pay bills, I'm like, ooh, what can I spend my money on? And so I bought a MetaQuest 2, which I am absolutely loving. I'm having so much fun with it. I didn't think I would. I didn't think it was going to be that great because, again, I had the PlayStation VR, but it blows the PlayStation VR out of the water, I think. And it's way cooler not having fucking 18 trillion cables tripping you up. So, yeah, I used part of Davide's money to buy that. And by the way, I was asking you freaks, what the hell should I do with my MetaQuest? Because, you know, after you use it for like four or five times, you're thinking to yourself, OK, well, this is cool. But now what? What do I do with this thing? Give me some use cases. I bought Beat Saber. That really is the fucking killer app for that thing. It's so fun. It's like, you know, messing around with lightsabers and you slice things to the beat. It's fun. Anyway, yes, Davide, go on.
It's like stuff instead, because I'm not dicking with Patreon right now, so I just give you money on it. So,
oh, that's right.
Hopefully you use it for something just frivolous and amazing.
I got to send you one of those pillows I sent out to all of my patrons, since you know, you're basically supporting the Patreon thing, but you're not actually going through Patreon. But I always forget because you're not like on the list in Patreon. But anyway, thank you so much, Davide. I really do appreciate it, and I'm having fun with my new toy.
I was listening to the Only Nipples episode, and this person is bitching about how they were dead named.
Yes,
by somebody they've never fucking worked with.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a Sideshow exclusive episode, but this person was telling a story from like human resources or someone from their company called them and used the wrong pronoun. Or no, not pronoun. They dead named her.
And then he bitched about how they haven't worked for 9 weeks because they told people at work that they, I don't know why the fuck, they never explained why they didn't want to work for 9 weeks.
Yeah. There's like a lot going on there in that story, much of which we don't know.
But no, they're just a stupid, bitchy person.
Yes. It,
they have people coming to them to give them hours. And the only freaking thing you can do is bitch about how they used a name you don't want to be called by.
Yeah, but it's not just they bitched about that. And like in the next breath, she was like, I'm homeless. I'm living in my car. And it's like, well, you don't seem to want to work
because they have.
Well, they're giving you hours now and you don't want to work.
No clue that you didn't want to be called by it. Yeah, the person that makes the video is the problem. You're right, Timmy, though.
Yes, all right? Of course. I'm always right.
Your points about minimum wage sucks. It does not let you live much of any place at all, even when you have someone else.
Even those, like, you know, like the crotchety old people who are like, those McDonald's employees, they're not worth $20 an hour. Just go find a different job. I would love to ask them, okay, well, what do you think is an appropriate minimum wage? Because the federal minimum wage is $7.25 an hour. Now, I know a lot of states have minimum wages that start at like $10 or $12 or whatever. But still, that's not a lot of money, you know? It don't seem right.
Hey, Tim Haley's comment calling
up.
Hey. I had to pause the episode I'm listening to. I paused it while you're still talking about your extreme terrain sports idea.
Oh, yeah. I had another, like, $1 billion idea yesterday. Check this shit out, freaks. I'm not going to give it all away because, you know, you got to listen to the Sideshow exclusive program. But it's basically what Haley's comment said. Football, basketball, baseball, living rooms, dinettes, kitchens, Montgomery, flea market. I'm sorry, I'm glitching. Basically, all these sports would be played on non like flat surfaces. You know how like fields are all flat and boring? Let's throw some jagged rocks. How about an incline? Holes, you know, where hockey people can fall into or your trip or something. I don't know.
Love it. If I were a wealthy man, if I had money to invest, I would be investing in this.
Yes.
I want to see the green monster at Fenway Park be an actual hill they have to run up. I want to see all sorts of crazy things.
That'll make sports interesting now, again, you know?
At stadiums.
So it's also very boring.
And people debating endlessly which one's easier to win in or which team's better in which one. And most of all, I want to hear the goddamn pretentious ESPN commentary as they watch some millionaire fall down a hill and break his leg.
Yeah, like football was going to be played on a very steep hill or mountainside.
You do, Timmy Boo. This is a brilliant idea.
Thank you.
I love it. It would get me to watch sports.
Well, that's what really got me thinking. I thought to myself, what would get me to watch sports? It needs to be more dangerous. There needs to be more peril involved. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
I'm kind of built like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Spread the distortion, STD, tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to give us a 5-star rating, a thumbs up, or like wherever you can rate and review podcasts. I will see you back tomorrow if and only if you're Sideshow members. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Thursday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. As a parent of 12, I know how... Oh, you didn't know that I had 12 kids? I'm a quiverful. Hallelujah. God blessed us so hard with 12 constantly shitting, puking bundles of misery. My husband Dale jokes that God must have been ordering bagos when the angels asked how many kids we should be bestowed. Make it a dozen. And guess what? When you order 12, you get one free. I'm pregnant again! Praise be unto him.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scribe Media Group. Learn more at scribe.net.